today's episode, we're going to take a look at influence, how influence has negative and positive dimensions. And after we've uncovered that, we're going to give you some practical strategies to help you overcome this. Let's get started. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your Thought Life podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, do consider subscribing and following the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes that are released on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For each of you who have given us a rating and a review, thank you so much. And for those of you who haven't had an opportunity, if you'd head over to wherever you listen to us and provide this act of love, most certainly we will continue to appreciate your contribution to the show. Influence starts with you is our topic for today. And when I think about this, I think about all of the dimensions where influence of some sort comes to a head, where, again, we're saying it starts with us, but there's so many other elements that are pulling and tugging on us, creating influential models, creating influential scenarios. And at the end of the day, it's left for us to interpret those. While many, you know, might resist this notion of being controlled, positive influence that aligns with our values can be deeply appreciated. And for me, it's been incredibly transformational. There's some other cases where when this thing is taking place, this whole influential treatment, we find ourselves in a place where we've got to utilize due care and really be conscious about how it is we are being influenced and what are the drivers behind that. So we're going to talk through this in much more detail and really try to provide for you a great foundation so you can see the negative and the positive aspects of this. You know, I always want to provide something for you that substantiates these claims and that gives you a deep footing in science. Everything that we want to share with you does not want to be in the opinion category. We want to have, again, some firm roots from which science has already proven this out. And we have a multitude of studies that show that individuals who are surrounded by positive social circles are much more likely to exhibit healthy behaviors and exceed in their personal and professional endeavors, while the converse remains incredibly true too. Take those same individuals, place them in negative social circles or where they are at the top of the intelligence or personal development or EQ level, and we see a steep drop off in the same manner. Being a positive influence is essential because it not only impacts the lives of others, but also enriches our own life, our own levels of fulfillment. By fostering a positive environment, you encourage others to achieve their very best. And you know what happens. In turn, this creates a supportive network environment that propels everyone toward their goal in a very constructive manner. I think you're seeing the big idea here where this circle of trust, this circle of influence that we place ourselves around is really going to be one of those pivotal concepts that we need to bring a little bit more attention to. In many ways, striving to be a positive influence can be seen as a part of a social or an ethical duty. Why do I say ethical? There are some of us that have a true desire to give back to the community. I, for one, have taken this very seriously in so much as that now that I have a great understanding of what my core strengths and gifts are, having to traverse starting at the help desk and having moved all the way to the top of the executive ladder, kind of on my own, figuring it out, I have a deep burning desire now to speak to the hearts of those who will listen to help them fast track personal and professional success. What I found is that when I aligned with people to help them with the technical or the soft skills or the presentation skills or EQ, more often than not, I had to address some mindset challenges first. And that gave birth to this business, to this podcast, to my speaking, and all of the things that I do for the communities that I participate in to help them move past where they are, strive, and obtain where they desire to go from a long-term perspective. That's what I sort of mean by an ethical duty. By us doing and behaving, participating at this level, it enables a healthier, more productive community. All of us, whether we want to embrace this idea or not, were created to be in community. Community is a very robust, rich way for us to interact, to exchange ideas, and to learn from each other. But the dynamic has to be right. And that's why we led in with positive influences and negative influences. We have to be incredibly careful which dynamic we find ourselves in most of the time. Now, let me clear something up real quick. Someone may listen to this and say, what you're effectively saying is that there's only a limited span of time for some of the friendships that I have. I think maybe that's true. I know in my own life, I've had, you know, people in my life for seasons. They have gone a different way. I've gone a different way. And naturally, we just sort of started doing life differently. That is normal. What I am not suggesting and what I don't want you to take away is if you have a circle of people where you are, again, at the top of that particular group, that you need to just cut them off. I'm not suggesting that, family. What I'm saying is, in your personal growth journey, you have to have a circle of people that you are around that are above the level that you're at, that keep pulling you up a couple of levels. A few times a year, 3 to 4 times a year, I like to, you know, change versions. And in doing so, I get to become a better version of myself. This is why this community of positive people, sometimes called a mastermind support group, they have various designations, but getting yourself involved with these types of communities and partnerships is how you continue the personal growth journey. Listening to this podcast is another way. But let's say, you know, you're at the top of that chain, and that's the only environment you're participating in, your growth is going to be stunted because now everyone is looking to you for their next step up, but you don't have a mechanism or outlet where you can get recharged, rejuvenated, and bring your skill sets up. Just want to make sure everyone understood that. The last time I talked about friendships, I got some fairly sharp commentary. I embraced it all. I was not offended in any point. But again, I just wanted to make that clear. Then I want you to remember this also. It's important to recognize boundaries and ensure that efforts to influence others are welcomed. There's a certain time span. There's a certain date, certain where people are open and ready to receive the type of instruction we may want to provide. And we don't ever want to force that on them. We want to be respectful of that timing component, because if you share out of the abundance of your heart and they don't receive it, you will begin to think you're not effective, when in fact that's not the case. They simply weren't in a mental space to be prepared to receive that. We have to ensure that we align with their level of readiness. Influence should be about empowerment, not about imposing views and biases and so forth on others. We want to keep that nice, neat, and clean. Here's a couple of tips, though, that you can walk away with today to influence your circle in a positive way. Remember, the negative aspects are equal to or greater than the positive. So we really want to remain in the positive spectrum, because if we apply ourselves with positive intent and we communicate that positive intent and we exude, if you will, that positive intent, we're going to get that back plus a little extra as well. It's a universal principle. I didn't make it up. First off, is we want to think about leading by example. When we say influence starts with you, one of the best things that we can do to showcase this is taking on a mindset of leading by example. When you lead by example, what you are saying to anyone who is listening is that this doesn't just apply to you, it also applies to me. And people want to know that if you make a pitcher of Kool-Aid, you're going to be drinking some of that Kool-Aid with them. They don't want to ever feel that they are taking and embracing what you're saying and you're not necessarily bought in, or you're not giving off any telltale signs that you're bought in as well. The best way to influence others is to demonstrate the behaviors and the attitudes that you wish to see in them. We call it role modeling also. We did this quite a bit when we were in the Army. They are really big on this leading by example principle. Number two is you can work on your communication skills. Where influence starts with you is improving the way that you communicate with others. If you've had a series of interactions, we should say, with others, and they have not been up to par, and you sort of feel some kind of way about that, and you make a conscious effort to change that dynamic, that is fantastic. That's fantastic. Because being able to communicate clearly, even under passionate circumstances where you're being somewhat pressed or tried, having that constructive, grounded capability to carry on in difficult conversations without them becoming emotional raises your EQ to another level. I'm very fortunate, and you hear me say this often, I get to interact with a lot of people in my roles. One of the things that I see CEOs do quite well and other CTOs is when they're really being challenged and pressed, you never see them sweat. They just deal with it incredibly gracefully, as if that sharp comment didn't even come close to doing anything to their mental state. When I gaze into their eyes and I look for body language to suggest that they've been moved, there's none present. When you think about communication, there's a verbal component, but there's a nonverbal component as well. So when we're talking about communicating effectively, we're not just talking about the verbal aspect. That's only 20%. The 80% is in what's your facial expression showing, what's your body showing. And through all of these vehicles, this is how you eventually grow this skill set to a place where you become an effective communicator. We're still talking about influence that starts with us. Number three for me is one of my favorites. I love to empower others. I like to give others an opportunity to speak their mind, to share their concepts and precepts, their understanding, their biases even without any judgment, without the need to correct something that I don't necessarily approve of or agree with. My goal there is to offer support. I want to be that resource that enables them to think about things differently, to think about things from a more open-minded perspective, and to make ultimately informed decisions. You know, if you've ever been in a military-style scenario where there's absolute authority based on rank, what you'll quickly come to understand is this idea of empowerment doesn't always work out with some leadership methodologies and some individuals who have been placed in charge, so to speak. So one of the things I quickly learned exiting the armed services is that authoritative model simply does not work in the civilian sector. And thus, empowerment became one of my best tools for getting the results that I needed from my team. Plus, it fosters independence and a tremendous amount of confidence in the people you're working with, in those that you have a need to influence. And it just makes for a good construct for the work environment. Quick question. Have you ever worked in an environment where the leaders, the influencers, didn't show empathy, where they didn't have or express any genuine concern with respect to how you felt about a matter, what you might be going through as a result of one of their decisions? And do you remember or recall how that made you feel? I bet you do. I bet you can think of several situations, and that's a jacked up feeling. Our responsibility in influencing and influencing positively is to understand and relate to the feelings and the perspectives of others. We owe that to them because if we're unable to show them that in a way that they can easily pick up and see that we get it, we're not going to be able to build trust and we're not going to be able to strengthen that relationship. For all of the scenarios where we're trying to be a positive influence, but the relationship is hollow, lacking that trust, lacking that strength of friendship, it just simply doesn't work well. We again want to be effective. And lastly, we want to maintain integrity. Integrity in this construct is consistently acting with honesty and strong moral principles. People are more likely to be influenced by someone they respect. To kind of sum this up, you have to do what you say you're going to do, and you have to be willing to tell the truth when it hurts and when you're at fault, and you got to be honest, but without being sharp. When you're able to maintain integrity, this is really how you can get to the heart of an individual to really be able to express yourself in a way that they can receive it. You tear down walls by retaining and maintaining integrity. And having that honesty factor there gives people the reassurance that you are someone that they can communicate with in a vulnerable state. They don't have to worry about you taking their business elsewhere or receiving sharp criticism from you, or worse, judgment. These five tips, I believe, will really help you to influence your circles in a positive way. And it'll also, at the same time, help you understand where you should be or aspects that you should be looking for in your circle to continue your ascent into deeper depths of personal development. Influence is a valuable asset in all of our lives. And when we focus on being positive or a positive influence, we not only enhance the lives around us, but we also contribute to a more supportive and empowering community, where that community starts with our contribution. Influence starts with you. And by adopting these strategies, I feel incredibly confident, and science backs it, that you're going to lead a wave of positive change in all of the circles where you have an influence. And thank you so much for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, no spaces. I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it. You are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.